opening statements get underway. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's the trial of a once prominent South Carolina attorney, already disbarred and accused of stealing from clients, now charged with murdering his wife and 22-year-old son.
Prosecutors say he killed his family members as his financial world was collapsing, and just days before some of that financial information was going to likely be viewed in court in connection with a boating accident in which a girl was killed involving his son, Paul.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the attorney for Alec Murdoch, says there's no evidence he killed his family. The jury was seated earlier today. A California prosecutor files murder charges against the man accused of killing seven people at two mushroom farms this week, including a farm where he used to work. Court documents show seven counts of murder with special circumstances. U.S. and German tanks will be sent to Ukraine, something Russia has called an escalation.
There is no offensive threat to Russia.
President Biden says the tanks are aimed at helping Ukraine defend its territory. The training and equipping involved may take months. Democrats say Republicans pushing for spending cuts should make proposals public and not tie the issue to raising the debt limit.
When it comes to default, we see this as a separate matter. We see this very differently, and it should be done without conditions.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre has said the president looks forward to meeting with the House Speaker, but won't negotiate on the debt ceiling. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says that will change.
Conservatives will not vote to raise the debt ceiling. The majority in the House, Republican majority in the House, will not vote to raise the debt ceiling without significant budget reform.
The Treasury taking more steps in the meantime to delay a possible default. It's been a choppy day on Wall Street, and it ends with a mixed finish. The Dow up about 10 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An arrest is made nearly 1 year after a Florida father was killed.
Jacksonville Beach Police Chief Gene Paul Smith said the roadside death of husband and father Jared Bridegan was no accident.
This was a planned and targeted ambush and murder,
for which Henry Tenen has been arrested. The charges include second-degree murder, child abuse, accessory after the fact to a capital felony, and according to State Attorney Melissa Nelson, conspiracy. Because
we know Henry Tenen did not act alone.
The murder charge could be raised to first degree once a jury hears more details. Tenen is scheduled for a Thursday court appearance. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Bridegan's toddler was in the car when he was shot. He had just dropped twins from his first marriage at his ex-wife's house. Those two had been having a years-long fight over custody and finances. Just getting word from the Spanish National Court that a terrorism investigation has been launched over a knife-wielding attack, possibly a sword-wielding attack, in a church earlier today. One person killed, another seriously wounded. They are now investigating it as a possible act of terrorism. Suspect is in custody. A rocker settles one claim of sexual misconduct.
Marilyn Manson's sexual assault lawsuit brought by Game of Thrones actress Esme Bianco has been settled. The actress, along with Manson's ex Evan Rachel Wood, was one of more than a dozen women to speak out against Manson. The original lawsuit said the rocker used drugs, force, and threats of force to coerce sexual acts from Bianco on multiple occasions. occasions.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Two other lawsuits against Manson were scuttled, one by a procedural issue, the other from his former assistant, with the judge citing too few facts. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.